This is Film Bookcast.
Film Bookcast.
Film Bookcast. The official podcast of Film Book. Get ready for the latest in film news, TV show news, and theatrical reviews. Film Book's podcast starts now.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Film Bookcast, the official podcast of Film Book. My name is Chris Banks. If you're tuning into Film Bookcast for the first time, first of all, welcome. And what I do on this podcast is discuss the latest film and TV show news. I also review an in-theater film. You can find more about Film Bookcast on film-book.com by using the search term Film Bookcast. You can also email us at podcast@film-book.com with Film Bookcast in the subject line. Let's jump right into the news this week. This Week in TV Trailers finally gives us the season 2 preview of Betty on HBO Max. Betty's one of the best shows on TV, I think. It's super fun, super relevant, super new. There's a lot going on in this season 2 preview trailer. Check out the trailer for Betty. It'll debut June 11th. Another TV trailer is Dave from FXX. The upcoming second season is about Little Dicky as he finds himself struggling with writer's block. Who hasn't had a tough time coming up with new song ideas, right? Check out the season 2 trailer for Dave. It'll debut on FXX. Wrapping up the week in TV trailers is new clips and a featurette from the upcoming series Loki from Marvel Studios. Tom Hiddleston's fan-favorite villain is going to return, and check out the newest trailer and clip featuring Owen Wilson now. Now let's check out some film trailers from this week. Check out the trailer for Rollers. It's a special movie that was unwittingly made for a special time. It's about a group of friends learning how to say goodbye to a historical musical venue that for years has served as a pillar of their community. This is something that because of COVID, people all over the world are experiencing every day. The director said, "I hope this is a funny, dramatic, and heartfelt story that will connect and encourage and delight people who are trying to navigate this sort of grief." Check out the trailer for Rollers. It seems like it's going to be a very special movie. It'll be released this June on streaming services. In more film trailers, the official Red Band trailer for The House Next Door, Meet the Blacks 2, has been released. It's a comedy and horror film co-written by Taylor and Corey Harrell. It'll debut nationwide in theaters June 11th, and check out the trailer now. Wrapping up the week in film trailers is In the Heights. They released the first 8 minutes of the film this week, and I can't wait for this movie. It's a new-aged musical about Washington Heights, a truly phenomenal, potent 21st century story. Check out the trailer now. Let's head on over to some TV news now. A shocker, as one of The Good Doctor's most popular cast members, who has been on the show from the start, Antonia Thomas is departing after 4 seasons. The ABC medical drama will bid farewell to Thomas as a series regular and to her character, Dr. Claire Brown, in the season 4 finale, which airs Monday at 10 p.m. It concludes a 2-part closer in which the team from the San Jose St. Bonaventure Hospital are on a surgical mission in Guatemala. Thomas spoke about her decision to leave the series before the end of her contract, hinting that the size of the U.S. broadcast orders was a factor in as she's looking to explore different creative opportunities. Some shocking news from The Good Doctor this week. In some more TV news, Odyssey Young has joined the cast of The Staircase, HBO Max's limited series. It's a drama adaptation based on the true crime docuseries. She joins previously announced cast members Colin Firth, Toni Collette, Rosemary DeWitt, Juliette Binoche, Parker Posey, and Sophie Turner. The 8-episode series from Christine director Antonio Campos and American crime story writer Maggie Cohen explores the life of Michael Peterson, played by Firth, his sprawling North Carolina family, and the suspicious death of his wife, Kathleen, played by Collette. Young will play Martha Ratliff, one of Michael Peterson's adopted daughters. The series is based on the docuseries and various books and reports on the case of Michael Peterson. He was convicted in 2003 of murdering Kathleen 2 years earlier. The charge was reduced to manslaughter in 2017, and Peterson was subsequently released from prison. The Staircase is written and executive produced by Campos and Cohn, who also serve as showrunners. The series is a co-production between HBO Max and Annapurna TV. Wrapping up the week in TV news, ABC has put into development Better Late, a multi-camera comedy from filmmaker David E. Tolbert. He previously directed Jingle Jangle, A Christmas Journey. LeBron James is also involved with ABC in this project. written by Talbert, Better Late is inspired by his real life. It's about a first-time dad whose world gets turned upside down when his own father, a charismatic deadbeat, shows back up hoping for a do-over with his son and a relationship with his grandson. The multi-camera comedy is a show about forgiveness, second chances, and the search for silver linings, even in the cloudiest of situations. Super exciting news from ABC. That's it for TV news. Let's check out some film news this week. It's very interesting that IMAX said on Monday that the Marvel Studios' Black Widow, set to be released on July 9th, will debut with 22 minutes of select scenes and expanded aspect ratio exclusively in IMAX. That means that the film will have a bigger picture. The Scarlett Johansson star is the first new movie in Phase 4 of the Marvel Cinematic Universe, and the first new Marvel Studios theatrical release since 2019. The film was directed by Kate Shortland, produced by Kevin Feige, and also stars Florence Pugh, David Harbour, and Rachel Weisz. With several scenes specially formatted exclusively for IMAX theaters, film fans can experience it on an oversized screen at 1:90:1 ratio, showing up to 26% more of the on-screen image. Aspect ratio is the technical term for the proportional relationship between the image's width and height. Super interesting news coming from Marvel. In some more film news this week, Gabrielle Union and Jeremy Pope are set to star in The Inspection, an A24 film about a gay man who enlists in the Marines. The Inspection is directed by Elegance Branton, who last year directed the documentary Peer Kids about homeless trans youth, tracking their journey across years as they work to find homes and stable relationships. The film earned Branton an Independent Spirit Award. Branton wrote and will direct The Inspection, and the story is based on his own life experience. Pope will star as the young man enlisting in the Marines, while Union will star as Pope's mother, whose approval he's desperate to win. Elegance brings authenticity, heart, and a fresh perspective to this compelling autobiographical story, and we're thrilled to have Jeremy Pope and Gabrielle Union on board to bring it to life. I've long admired the excellent work of our partners at A24, and it's exciting for Game Changer to partner with a company that is equally committed to bringing diverse and captivating stories to the forefront of entertainment. Wrapping up the week in film news, in almost 4 years after journalists Megan Towey and Jodi Kantor dropped the explosive New York Times report outing Harvey Weinstein as a serial sexual predator, a Hollywood movie is finally beginning to spin out the story that changed the industry forever. Carey Mulligan and Zoe Kazan are set to star as Towey and Kantor in She Sit, a new drama film being set up by Universal Pictures and adapted from the New York Times bestseller, She Sit, breaking the sexual harassment story that helped ignite a movement. This news was first broken today, and the production of She Sit will kick off this summer. The film, like the book, is said to focus not on Harvey Weinstein or the scandal itself, but instead on all of the women, the journalists, who faced down intimidation and legal threats to break the bombshell report. Super exciting film news. All right, for this week's movie review, it's time to go back to the movies. We're going to go see A Quiet Place Part 2. I saw it in theaters, and I'm happy to report that the theater was packed. I mean, it wasn't full, but people are back. We're back at the movies. It feels so good. A Quiet Place Part 2 was supposed to come out last year, but we all know what happened. A Quiet Place Part 2 is about following the events at home. The Abbott family now face the terrors of the outside world. Forced to venture into the unknown, they realize the creatures that hunt by sound are not only threats lurking beyond the sand path. A Quiet Place Part 2 picks up right where the first part dropped us off. It stars Emily Blunt, Millicent Simmons, Cillian Murphy, John Krasinski, Noah Jupe, among many others. It's executive produced by Michael Bay, which I didn't realize. The drama and the action is so good. I think Krasinski hands the power and the keys to the future generation with this movie. It's absolutely beautiful the way it was done. It's captivating. The film is very suspenseful. It's extremely well done. I think it's much better than the first one. We follow along in their journey to stay away from these creatures, and we learn more about parts of the first story. But I want to point out Noah and Millicent Simmons do such a phenomenal job in this movie. I think they have a bigger role in this in part two than they'd had in part one, even though they were a big part of part one. They are the stars of this movie. Millicent Simmons and Noah Jupe. They are the stars of this movie. They tell the story with their eyes. It's a tremendous thing to incorporate a handicap, I should say, because it's not a disability, it's just a handicap. You know, not being able, sign language is a beautiful form of communication. And those who have to use it don't have a disability, they're just handicapped from using words, right? So they use a different form of language, a more beautiful, ethereal, personal form of communication than the veil of words that we, most of us, use, right? Sign language is much more true to how the individual feels. And I think that's why the movie is so powerful, because Millicent Simmons does such an amazing job telling a story, not saying a word. It's some of the best acting I've seen in a very long time. Noah, equally, just a tremendous, tremendous job telling the story. I'm not going to spoil anything, but we know what happens, what's going on in the movie. I'm not going to tell you what happens in the movie. I'm just going to say that John Krasinski, what an amazing directing job. I mean, not just the story, but the scenes, the cinematography, the way they cut it together, how John uses Millicent and Noah. It really is a tremendous, tremendous film. And Cillian Murphy is on screen as much as Emily Blunt in the film. He does an amazing job. He does an amazing job no matter what he does. But you are brought in to the suspense of it all. Everybody in the theater was right there, which was the best part of it. Everybody, there was applause, there was tears, there was sniffles, there was suspense, there was reactions. It was awesome. Cillian does a great job. The choreography in the movie is tremendous. Every part of this movie is well done. Every part. And I really cannot underscore just how phenomenal Millicent Simmons and Noah Jupe are. Just absolutely phenomenal. And John, the way the story is told, really, I started the review saying that he basically hands the future to these kids. And the movie kind of ends with that feeling of kids taking control and paving the future for us. It's a phenomenal movie. It's so much better than part one, I think. I highly recommend seeing it. It was written by John Krasinski, Scott Beck, and Brian Woods, and Michael Bay helped produce it. It's a much better film than part one, and I'm happy that it crushed box offices last week, and The Conjuring just overtook it this last weekend. But what a movie. Go see A Quiet Place Part 2 if you haven't seen it already. Emily Blunt does an amazing job. Everybody does an amazing job in this movie. It's really, really well done. It's really fun. It's really good. And you're going to have a great time at the theater when you see it. You need to see it in the theater. You see it in Dolby or IMAX if you can, because it just adds to the greatness of the movie. Phenomenal movie. I'll give it an 8 out of 10. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Film Bookcast. You can find more of my work on film-book.com. Just search for Chris Banks or Film Bookcast. You can also find me on Twitter. I'm at C Banksy. That's S-E-E Banksy. I'm also on Instagram. I'm at The Chris Banks. If you listen to this podcast on iTunes or another podcast service, please rate and review this episode. If you are listening to this podcast on our YouTube channel, Film Book Podcast, please like our video, subscribe to our channel, and leave us a comment in the comments section. It really helps other people discover our podcast. Please also consider becoming one of our patrons at Patreon, at patreon.com/filmbook. Your support helps us create more engaging content. You'll find our Patreon link below in the description. If you want to tweet about this podcast, just use the hashtag filmbookcast. Tune in next week for the next episode of the Film Bookcast. Thanks for listening, everyone. We'll see you then.